Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
A lot of meat processing grant applications came in. This is how that $10 million pot of money coming from the CARES Act being put out by Governor Stitt through the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Deadline for applications was this last Friday. By the numbers, 195 applications came in, and they requested a total of just over $100 million. $10 million to fulfill the actual grants. According to the Department of Agriculture, they hope to have the majority of the funds dispersed by early September. While not everyone that has applied for the grant money will be able to be funded, unfortunately, the executive director of the Oklahoma Commerce Department, Brent Kissling, has told us that the Commerce Department hopes to work with many of those that do not get any funding out of this $10 million pot of money, with the intent trying to help them find alternative sources of funding for possible expansion efforts. Bottom line, the hope is that we'll very quickly see more meat processing capability and capacity in our state, perhaps by the first of the year. It's a simple message from the executive director of the Oklahoma Commerce Department, Brent Kissling. He says, if you haven't already registered for the 2020 census, either online, by mail, by telephone, now you got to get it done.
I would suggest that all of your listeners go to okletscount.org. You can click on the banner that says sign up here. It'll take you directly to the U.S. Census Bureau website. And if you got something in the mail, it's going to have a code on there. You can plug in the code and get started. But there's also a link that says, I never got anything in the mail. I don't know that I'm counted. You can click there and go through the exact same process.
You mentioned the fact that it costs us money. I know you've actually figured the amount that it does cost us.
Yes, it's just over $1,700 per person per year. If you start doing the math on that, we've actually, if you go to okletscount.org, you can pull up your county and your community and see how much it is costing your city or your county if you're 2% undercounted or 5% undercounted. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that for a city like Tulsa, it's over $1 billion over the 10 years. And,
wow.
And for our state, it could be tens of billions of dollars if we're just 5% undercounted. And right now, since we're behind the national average, I would suggest that we're leaving money on the table and representation on the table.
The 2020 census count continues to the end of September. From the calendar, I want to remind you, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo happening this coming Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena between Edmond and Guthrie. Going to be a great two-night event. You've got farm news on Ron. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.